It was called a trail rather than a highway.
Yeah, we called it the Valdez Trail. And we stayed in Fairbanks, and it was really, there was no social security, and we were practically broke. And but we got along very well. My mother got a job, and she was a seamstress. She had a hand-turned sewing machine. You turned flywheel by hand, and she made her living for a while that way. The people would bring their clothes to her to be made over because there wasn't much fabric to buy. And so I was a pretty good-sized girl before I had a cotton dress. I had silk dresses and wool dresses made out of men's worn-out trousers, and I had some prostitutes' ex-dresses, and they were very lovely. Yeah. I was very well-dressed, and people were very good to us, and then the mortician was the first man she really met there, and he had just bought the mortuary, so he always did feel that widows were kind of his problem, and that somebody should take care of them, and there was no social security, so he would, and she was the first widow that came along, so of course what he had to do with her was marry her. And afterward, why, he would write letters to relatives and whatnot to try to look out for the widows. But anyway, he turned out to be a good father. And
would you mention his name, please?
Hosey Ross.
Yes. He also was in the real estate business, was he not?
Well, that was later, yeah.
That was later. That's when I knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his name.